Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Cera Sanitaryware 2Q FY19 results conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Gota of Asian Markets Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Inba. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 2Q FY19 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. We have with us today Mr. Bharat Modi, Strategic Advisor, representing the company. I request Mr. Bharat to take us through an overview of the quarterly results, and then we'll begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kamlesh. Good morning and warm greetings to all of you. On behalf of Cera Management, I welcome you all to the earnings conference call arranged by Asian Markets Securities and SEC, and I would like to thank Kamlesh for these arrangements. Before I start, let me read out the disclaimer, which is as follows. The disclaimer: certain statements in this release concerning our future growth prospects are forward-looking statements within the meaning and applicable securities laws and the regulations. These statements involve a number of risks and uncertainties beyond the control of the company that could cause actual results to differ materially from those appearing in such forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties relating to these statements include, but are not limited to, risks and uncertainties regarding the fluctuations in earnings, our ability to manage growth, intense competition, including those factors which may affect our cost advantage, wage increase, our ability to attract and retain highly skilled professionals, political instabilities, management limitations, and legal restrictions of acquiring business, and unauthorized use of our intellectual property and the general economic conditions affecting our industry. Cera Sanitaryware Limited may, from time to time, make additional written and/or oral forward-looking statements, including our reports to the shareholders. The company does not undertake to update any forward-looking statement that may be made from time to time by or on behalf of the company as a sequel to or in continuation of these statements. The company also expects the media to have access to all parts of this release and the management's commentaries and opinions thereon, based on which the media may wish to comment and/or report on the same. Such comments and/or reporting may be made only after taking due clearance and approval from the company's authorized personnel. The company does not take any responsibility for any interpretations, views, commentaries, reports which may be published or expressed by any media agency without prior authorizations of the company's authorized personnel. Now, let me try to give you some glimpses of the performances that we have achieved during Q2 FY18-19. I would like to share that despite the continued subdued market trend in the construction and the building materials, we have done reasonably well for a top line in Q2 and half-year ended on 30th September 2018. The revenue growth of 11.92% for Q2 and a growth of 15.35% for the half-year on a YOY basis. The comparable bottom line for Q2 has shown some good improvements, including in the EBITDA as well as in the PAT margin. When compared to the immediate preceding quarter of Q4 of FY17-18, this is largely because of the product mix and the cost control measures undertaken by the management as a continuous process. This is despite the fact that the overall cost of goods sold and the gas cost has slightly gone up. The PAT margin for Q2 remained at 27.89 crores, being 8.50%, as against 26.89 crores, being 9.22% on a YOY basis. With this narrative, and having said this, I would like to invite the questions of the participants, and we can begin the questions now.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Sriram R. of Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. First, on the gross margin front, you know, if I could say that, you know, the purchase of finished goods has increased in this quarter sequentially. So where do we stand as far as the outsourcing is concerned? And, you know, if I could have a sequential gross margins were around 54%, which has come down to 52%. And also, if you could give us a picture on the rising input cost and what would be the that will be passed on as price increase to the customers. That is one. And the second question is, sir, on the product front, where is your focus currently? Is it on the 10,000 upwards of segment, or are we focusing on the standard or the economy segment? I just want to understand the strategy of the company in terms of product positioning.
If I summarize the question, you know, let me be very clear about it. One is we are concerned about the cost of goods sold, which is going up, number one.
Yeah.
And then number two, you know, where our focus in terms of our product basket is. Is that right?
Correct. Perfect.
Right. Now, these two, right? You know, they think the cost of goods, you know, there is a cost push, yes. And therefore, the question is our EBITDA margin, or even for that matter, the EBITDA margin is under pressure. Now, the revenue model that we pursue is a combination basically of the in-house manufacturing that we have, as well as we have outsourcing models. The question here is, you know, the growth that we would like to really, you know, manage, because, you know, historically our growth has always been, if you take last 5 years CAGR, we have been exceeding well more than about 20-22%, and in a current scenario which has been quite subdued. Now, to maintain a growth is one issue that we need to really have a strong foothold on our market share, number one. And at the same time, when you talk about that kind of thing, good kind of product mix that we would be really offering, which really allows us to sustain a market share. And how do we manage our cost? Now, on the three fronts, you know, we have been fighting on this. And not only it, but the entire industry, the complete building material industry has been really trying out, feeling concerned about it, because the demand scenario has been quite subdued for a new construction, the new projects, and all for various reasons. Some of them reasons you could say related to, you know, the reforms, the political, you know, the election in the offing, and therefore a lot of people have been trying to hold on what they will be doing in terms of their entrepreneurs putting up a new projects. And therefore, the cost of goods that we have, you know, we need to absorb that. And we did not take any price rise until the quarter two to really come back to that part. I might even say that now we have taken a price rise effective October. And that will definitely help us in improvising margin further. Till that, we have to absorb a cost. So that was one, even the cost of goods that we have been saying. And when we say an outsourcing business model, you know, I might even share further things in terms of our capacity utilization. You know, sanitary ware, we are almost using our capacities to about 98-99%, and those 1 or 2% is not used only because of unforeseen circumstances. Like, you know, we recently had an issue about some labor, you know, the outskirts labor, they were probably under a sort of a pressure by some of the political winds. And we had to keep our production in low for a while. And that is the maintenance. But for that, we have been using our central capacity almost about 100%. As far as faucet work is concerned, we raised our capacity from 2,500 pitches per day to almost about 7,200 pitches per day for the last 2 years. And we have been using that very moderately, about 60-65% on an average. And sometimes, you know, some of those demand years, we have raised that capacity to 70% also. So these are the two things, you know, on which we have been trying to rationalize our product mix and trying to have a strong foothold in the market, that we don't lose out our market to competition. And we feel that we can always bounce back to our margin once, you know, those all headwinds are taken off and we are on a stable market. So we feel that currently the cost push which we have absorbed, and now from October onward, the prices that we have taken across the product range, anything between 3-5%, will help us to really improve margin as well.
Okay. So, and secondly, on the product front, in terms of your positioning, because
yeah, we basically so far, so you know, until so many years, we have been pursued in terms of the sanitary value for money product. We always compare ourselves with Maruti. Let me be very honest about it. You know, we are not Toyota nor Honda. We are BMW and Mercedes. And we have always, you know, by default, conclusively come to think that, okay, Maruti is a much larger horizontal base, and similarly, you know, the product where we have positioned, we have a much larger horizontal base where the growth is slightly more than, and therefore, we have a very strong foothold. But at the same time, you know, we also have realized that, yes, we need to come out in the premium models, and therefore, you know, a class of people who probably we were, you know, the architect-driven or some influencers-driven business, but they always wanted a better product. And therefore, you know, we have missed out a premium product within Cera, as well as we have come out in another brand called Senator, and we have got an excellent response for that. So way forward, you know, we will have a very strong foothold, continuing to strong foothold on where we are in terms of product positioning and value for money. As well as now we are also trying to expand our range, you know, where we can capture a slice or a larger slice of the premium market as well. So focus is not without losing our eye on what we are value for money, but at the same time, using all our further capacities and our strengths, you know, in premiumization.
So that would mean the premium end products would be outsourced because we are already at...
Not necessarily. It would be a combination of this. You know, we will be continuing outsourced on the premium product, which we have otherwise also been doing, you know, even before Senator. We had a premium range coming from China. And, you know, we were using...